Okay, so today I wanted to record a podcast, but I didn't know exactly what to record. So I decided I'd do a small little analysis of the Morph Mod video. I did a Morph Mod video, but it was Morph Mod with Minecraft Manhunt. It wasn't an original idea. I thought of it, but apparently a lot of other YouTubers did the same thing. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, YouTubers do the same thing all the time. They steal each other's ideas. So, I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but it's just a bit sad, you know? So I'm gonna pull it up and let's watch this together. I have watched it. Obviously, because it's my own video, watched it a lot during editing. This video is pretty good. I'm pretty proud of it. It did really well. Let me check. Yeah, it did very well. It has 51 views. So I'm definitely gonna be making a lot of more Minecraft Manhunts or other challenge style videos. And my Terraria series has been doing very well. But for some reason, around episode 3, it got such less views. Only 8 views. That's really bad for this series. If I'm gonna be honest, I might stop making the Terraria series. I might continue it. Maybe there's a slim chance. I don't know. I've gotten really demotivated realizing that this video only got 8 views. Because I started putting really keywords into my videos. I put Minecraft, Dream, George Not Found, Sat Map, Babble Halo, Skeppy, Awesome Dude. Well, I didn't include Skeppy in this one. Maybe that's why I didn't do very well. Yeah, I didn't add Skeppy. I had Skeppy in the first one.
A few months
I don't
ago,
think I put
but
any. Yeah, I didn't put Skeppy in the first video too. So maybe something else happened. The YouTube algorithm just didn't feel like boosting me. Because on all the other videos, I got 2+ likes. I only got one on this one. So maybe that's why I did bad in the YouTube algorithm. But again, you need views to get likes. The YouTube algorithm's really messed up. Anyways, let's watch this video. I uploaded it 2 months ago. I was going to do an analysis, but then I forgot about it totally. So this time I'm gonna do proper analysis. So let's start from the beginning. Let's do this.
In this video, I speed run Minecraft while a hunter tries to kill me.
The
This
generic
is
Manhunt
Minecraft Manhunt,
dream
but there's a
intro.
twist. The hunter can transform
Now I'm
into
explaining the
any
video
mob
as in
that
like
they
Morph
want,
Mod and stuff.
except of course for the Ender Dragon and other pretty OP mobs.
Here I wasn't originally going to restrict the Ender Dragon and other mobs, but so we started it and it was crazy. She literally killed me so quickly. By she, I mean Spoffster. She was our hunter for today. And it was absolutely crazy. I mean, I was pretty much one tap and we decided that was way too overpowered. So we decided to just make it so she can become like normal mobs, like zombies, skeletons, pigs, other animals, etc. So that's why we restricted those animals. It's just way too overpowered and really hard.
Or will I actually speedrun the game? Well, we're about to find out. But also, only a small percentage of people who watch my videos are actually subscribed.
That's still
So
true.
if you aren't
Subscribe. We're
subscribed,
so
please
close to
consider
300
doing it.
subscribers.
And, well, thanks. Enjoy the video.
Hello.
Hi. Wait, I need to make you a bit louder. I literally can't hear you.
Yeah, I couldn't hear her, so.
Bye.
And we
Spider
start.
Roadkill.
There's a blacksmith.
This
I
was
get a
actually a really
blacksmith
lucky
going.
spawn. We
I'm gonna
spawned
hit
right
you.
next to a village. And I don't know why I'm trying to pretend that this isn't set seed. Yes, I will admit this is set seed. In my defense, Dream has Callahan, Bad Boy Halo's server admin. find the seeds and give it to them. So in my defense, that's what the people at Dream do as well. So you can't really call me cheating, because that's literally what they do as well. I chose this seed because I had a blacksmith and a village, which was very good. And there's a cave, and if you dig down, you can find a lava pool, which is also good. So, yeah. And I'm pretty sure it also had a very good nether spawn. So, I'm sorry, but, I mean, Dream has that seed as well, so. In this chest, they had a lot of obsidian, and iron leggings and boots, and an iron pickaxe, which is pretty lucky, in my opinion. It also had a gold ingot, which would have been very helpful in the nether, and it was the plan to use it for golden boots, so it wouldn't be as hard to loot the bastion. But I ended up dying in the process of making a nether portal. But we'll get to that soon, so let's unpause and go ahead. I'm lagging very hard here, so this fight was a bit hard to kill Spofter, but I ended up doing it, which is pretty crazy. She actually ended up running away, so I wasn't able to kill her, but, you know. I started gathering cobblestone from the blacksmith here, so I could make tools. The tools that I needed was an axe, a shovel, and a hoe. They also had logs in the blacksmith, so I started breaking that as well to create some sticks and some planks. I didn't actually need to make a wood pickaxe like you usually need to do, because there's an iron pickaxe in the chest. This is a pretty efficient strategy I found, and I would definitely use it if I come across another blacksmith.
I agree. Okay.
Are you already morphing? Oh my god.
She started morphing.
But if you die as one,
which was pretty scary for me because I can't really tell.
So if you die as a
what happened here was I thought that if you died while you were morphed, then you can't morph into that animal. But I then found out that I was actually wrong, and I stood corrected. I thought this, though, because I watched a mod video explaining the mod, but then I realized that the mod was actually a different one. These were two different plugins that I was talking about. So I was using a different plugin, the guy that was talking about was using a different plugin. So it was a huge misunderstanding, and I definitely think that it confused a lot of viewers. So that was pretty sad. Plus I got a dislike on this video, which is starting to kind of feel sad now. Pretty depressing. Okay, anyways, back to the video.
Then you can't morph into it anymore.
Then I realized she morphed into a bee. I wasn't that scared, but I was also pretty scared because I knew that I could really kill her easily. But then again, she could fly, which is also definitely very scary.
Don't fly away. That's so stupid.
No.
She ended up flying away because she was scared, which is very good for me.
Where are you? What did you...
Then I realized she moved into a bunny, which is pretty funny because she could jump super high.
Minecraft? Wee. Come and catch me.
I don't want to.
Dare you.
This is so stupid.
I started gathering some more blocks here.
I'm gonna sneeze on this sheep. Achoo!
I've been guarding. I'm collecting a lot of blocks here. Just because it's never bad to get more blocks. Now I attempt to kill the iron golem. Running away and stacking up. This was actually pretty scary for me, and I almost died, like, a lot. I wanted to cut it out of the video though, because it's a bit embarrassing.
Probably action.
And boom, he's dead.
He stopped bothering me, so what are you
and
doing?
Ended up dropping 5 iron, which was so lucky.
Become another mob.
Now she turned into a parrot. I was actually a bit shocked because I thought that passive mobs that don't usually attack players couldn't attack. But they actually could, and it was really crazy.
Yeah.
I was gathering some more wheat, and she kept on hitting me, and it was so annoying.
Once I get arrows, you're dead.
I never ended up getting arrows.
I don't know. You can't get me.
Going to be. I kept on trying to reach, and it was so stupid because I couldn't attack her. I couldn't do anything.
What are you? Oh, you're one of the traitors.
I'm an illusioner. Oh, you're a bully.
That's one mob gone.
Again, there's a huge misunderstanding. She doesn't actually use mobs when she dies.
Pretty sure you shouldn't have it, but if you do, then... No. No iron golem. I said no iron golem.
She turned into an iron golem.
That's too overpowered. You know what? Fine. You can be an iron golem.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, bye.
And I turned on the intense dream music.
Why am I burning?
They're actually finally crafting food here. At this point, it was all fun and games, but now it kind of turned serious, and that's why I started playing music, so you can spot the differences. Like, before we were just joking around, but now it's actually serious, and she's actually starting to go to the mindset that she needs to kill me. That's why I'm crafting food, getting all serious, gathering beds in the segment, which is definitely turning point in this video. I think it's really amazing how I was able to capture different segments of this video. I tried to copy kind of like what Dream does, where he matches the music with the intensity of what's happening. It sounds really stupid, but usually YouTubers just don't do that, and that really just sets him apart from other YouTubers, and it's why his audience retention just keeps really high. My audience retention, on the other hand, isn't that good, but we don't talk about that. So, yeah.
You're that cat, aren't you? You're that cat.
You turn into a cat.
Forgot that cats can't jump.
You are.
Oh, go away. Please, I love cats.
You cannot be a cat. No, I'll let you go for now.
I let her go and started collecting
beds.
Go bed.
Be your pet. Really? Do anything that you want.
Here she kind of came out of that mindset and wanted to be my pet. Obviously, I declined this offer because that wasn't what this video was about. I mean, supposed to be hunting me. We're not supposed to be friends. That's not how this video is supposed to go. But, you know, she eventually got out of that mindset, which is good.
I'll be your cat. I'll give you presents. I'll give you everything. I'll give you food.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm turning night here, which is another turning point in this video.
Chicken.
When it turns night, I can't really tell which mob is she, because there's a lot of mobs going around at that time. So definitely nighttime in this video was a bit intense, and you'll see this soon. But she turns into a, what's it called? A ghast, and that's also another turning point in the video. Also, I'll give you my thoughts when that point of the video actually comes.
Chicken!
I need iron.
I tried to go mining.
Shit. You don't want the chicken?
No.
This is expensive.
She, at this point, she basically gets mad that I don't want to be friends. So she comes back into the mindset that she needs to hunt me and kill me. So here I'm doing some very cool montage of getting iron. It's really crazy how good the seed is, because there's a lot of iron just randomly just scattered across the cave. So that's pretty good. I mean, it's nice that they have a lot of caves in this seed, which made it really easy for me to gather materials. And it also was really helpful that the iron golem dropped 5 iron ingots. That was really helpful. It helped me a lot in gathering items. And if that didn't happen, I only dropped like 3, I'd probably have to mine a bit more iron. So it's just really helpful. And it's the little things that make a big difference in videos like this. Like the amount of gravel you have to mine to get flint. Because then again, this is a speedrun, so the littlest thing can affect the outcome. I find it crazy how, like, things can affect and get different outcomes. It sounds stupid when I'm saying it out loud, but, like, if you think about it, it's pretty deep. Definitely the iron pickaxe made mining a lot easier as well. Then she came as a cat.
But you're low right now, but you're low. Can't be a cat. You'll never be a cat. I feel so bad.
I felt really bad that I killed her as a cat, if I'm being honest.
Hearing sound, I don't like it.
At this point, she definitely transformed into the gas.
I just realized, why am I making furnaces when there's already furnaces?
I was crafting furnaces, but like they already had furnaces in the blacksmith, so I felt really stupid because I crafted 2, and I could have just got it from the blacksmith instead of wasting iron. So that definitely made me feel a bit stupid, because it was stupid, if I'm gonna be honest. That's a dog. A stupid one. So that makes us halfway into this video. I'm gonna make a part 2 of this reaction. So, yeah, I'm going to post another podcast of the rest of the video. So, yeah, I was going to say leave a like on this podcast, but then I realized this isn't YouTube. So, yeah, that's the situation here. So, bye. Remember, check out Anchor. I need money. That's it, the sponsor of this video, so you know. Podcast. Oh my god.
Hello, what's this?